Welcome to WICE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. If you're listening to us on WYCE, you likely already understand the value of local music here in Grand Rapids, but you might not understand all of the money that local musicians pour into their work to make it happen. Today we have Monk Mateus, the culture and training coordinator at the Grand Rapids Center for Community Transformation. Monk, thank you so much for being on the show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So today we're going to be talking about the Music Econ Summit 2024. It's an all-day seminar educating Michigan musicians on how to increase their income and become successful entrepreneurs. So tell me about the summit that you have planned later this month.
Yeah, so this is a one-of-a-kind, I'd say a first-of-a-kind as well, I believe, in West Michigan. This is just an all-day opportunity for independent musicians from all genres, from all experience levels, I'd say teens and up, and anyone really who wants to just get involved in the music business and learn the business ins and outs. So it's an opportunity all day long to come learn how to increase your income or start making some money for some folks, and generally just become a successful entrepreneur in the music industry.
And this is on April 27th.
That's right. Saturday, April 27th. Be there on time if you're coming. Get your tickets early. It's from 8:30 to 5 p.m. officially. And then for those attendees who are there, we will have a networking, kind of a special event to close out the summit. If you're, if you're there, you can stick around for that. It's going to be very cool to be there and just allow yourself to meet some of these fantastic individuals who are going to be in the room.
Talk with us about what some of these seminars are going to be. What can musicians expect to learn here?
All right. So we have a bunch of presenters as well as a pretty high-powered lunch panel discussion as well. So the presenters we have right now, there may be a couple extras that we're going to kind of throw in there here as we get closer. But we have Chris Newberg, who is a copyright lawyer as well as a guitarist for the country band Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. He's going to be speaking on starting an LLC for musicians and also contracts. Very important stuff. Andre Dandridge, who's also a lawyer, a trademark lawyer. He's also the executive director of the NIA Center downtown. He'll be speaking on copyrights as well and trademarks and just branding, understanding the importance of all of that. Tamara Campbell, she is the president of the West Michigan Film Alliance. I don't know exactly what her topic is going to be yet, but she has just a wealth of knowledge on branding again and increasing your project management skills. We have R.C. Parrott, the fourth, who'll be speaking there as well on a plethora of stuff. He kind of explained it like, well, I'm just going to help folks understand what it takes to become an industry artist. Now, that obviously is a large bag to unpack. So he's going to do the best he can to do that in 45 to 50 minutes. We have Crackalack, who owns a recording studio in Lansing. He's a mastermind when it comes to social media marketing and promotion. So definitely very valuable stuff there. We have James Garden coming from Lansing as well. I would consider him a mastermind in sync licensing, and a lot of folks want to get into that as well. So those are the presentations. The panel discussion is going to be moderated by Alicia B. So Serene Palms, who's a recording artist who's been on various labels. He's from the West Coast. He's been making fantastic music for 25 plus years. He'll be on the panel. We have Nick Tomasma, who is a recording artist and also the interim president of the Michigan Music Alliance. Chris Simpson, who's coming from Detroit. He's the Detroit curator for the Digalog.
What's the Digalog?
He'll tell you all about it. Yeah, okay. They kind of do a lot of the stuff what we're trying to do with this summit. They engage in a lot of the activities that we're trying to do. Essentially, they help artists from various genres, learn the business and get exposure. We have Takayla Patterson. She's from Red Bull Music. She's coming in. That's going to be pretty sweet. And then Nicole LeRae, one of the shining stars of West Michigan. She was the talent buyer for many years at Pyramid Scheme, and now she is kind of running the Kalamazoo State Theater. So I'm super excited to have her come into town too. And then we have some special surprises. So if you get tickets, you're there, you will also be, you know, privy to some pretty cool special surprises that we have for breakout sessions as well.
It sounds like you have a lot of big names, big Michigan music names here. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting. And I know I have a lot of friends who are local musicians, and they're always saying, you know, you have to wear so many hats. You have to be your own social media manager, your business manager, and make the music. Which for creative people, those other things might not come so naturally. So it's really great that there is something like this out there to help them learn. Again, this is Saturday, April 27. It's an all-day music econ summit hosted down at the Grand Rapids Center for Community Transformation. This is the first of its kind here in Grand Rapids, the first Music Econ Summit. What inspired you to bring this to fruition this year?
That's a great question. There were quite a few reasons why I wanted to do something like this. Part of it is my job, right? I work at the Center for Transformation, and a big part of what I do is try to help folks increase their income, get jobs, upskill, things like that. So this obviously fits right into that category. But then I'm also a musician, a producer, and a visual artist in town, been an artist and musician for many, many years. And I've never really fully learned the business. So for me, it was like, you know, I really want to learn this stuff myself too, you know, and I know so many folks in my travels over the last, you know, 25 to, you know, 30 years. I'm not going to say how old I am. I've met lots of people from here to Chicago to Miami, all places I've lived. There's such a need for independent artists to understand what they're doing. If they want to make, you know, make some money. Some people don't. Some people are just doing it because they love it and it's therapy for them. And I would consider myself for many years for that to be the case for me. But I'm at a point now where I want to move into that, you know, financial arena. And so many folks I speak to are in the same boat. And as I started digging into it, realizing how complex it was and talking to folks about their experiences, I realized how little everybody knows. And sometimes people think they know what they're doing. And the deeper you get into it, you realize you skipped a step or completely missed a step and didn't even know the step existed. So that was really the catalyst behind this. It's like, let's help people increase their income. Let's help artists. Let's give artists the tools to not only be great artists, but put some money in their pocket. You know, like we all need some extra money right now.
How difficult is it right now for local artists to even get some name recognition locally here, get on a stage at Pyramid Scheme, Intersection, or any of the many venues that we have? What kind of challenges does that bring?
Just from my experience and just kind of my perspective on this, and I'm sure others have much deeper and more, you know, can speak to this much better than I can. As an artist, again, a lot of folks don't understand how to approach venues. There's like this, you know, venue solicitation. There's rules and regulations to kind of how you do that within like unspoken kind of rules and regulations. There's etiquette. And so there's a lot of factors. And then there's a few other factors that are kind of like ones I don't want to go too deep into, you know, just with relationship building and stuff. Mm-hmm. Those are things that we can talk about at the summit. But, you know, a lot of opportunities. And I'm not saying this is unique to Grand Rapids. I'm sure it's happens everywhere. I really just based on relationships. So it's who you know. Folks will get a lot of the same folks will get opportunities over and over again because they know people. And
that's where that networking piece
that's where
comes
the networking
in.
Comes in. So and they may or may not be the best person to be getting some of these gigs, you know, our best group to get some of these gigs. But they've laid the groundwork, or in some cases, people just they're friends of a friend, or, you know, they kind of get hookups. There's a lot of reasons why people get opportunities in this city and other cities as well. And again, the summit's going to address a lot of this stuff. So we just want to help folks understand the game, so to speak, you know.
Again, April 27, want to make sure that I keep saying that date so folks know, because you're going to want to buy tickets early. I hear that space is limited.
Yes.
Don't wait till the last second to get your tickets. Can you point folks in the right direction to where they can buy tickets?
Yeah, it's really simple. If you just go to Google and you just put in Music Econ Summit 2024, Eventbrite is going to pop up first.
Perfect.
And that's where you get your tickets online. We will be able to take some tickets at the door. They are only $25. Now, I want people to think about this. Mm-hmm. This is an all-day summit with extremely valuable information. Breakfast, lunch provided, a networking event happening in the evening, all for $25.
Yeah. Well, you can't even get lunch for that price.
That's
at this point.
Absolutely crazy when you really break down the finances of that. So now the reason that we can do that is because of sponsorships and because of the GRCCT, the Grand Rapids Center for Community Transformation, being the shining star that they are in the community. We do need more sponsorships, you know, so I want to put that out there. If you have it on your heart to support independent artists and help them increase their income, become entrepreneurs, if that's part of your mission as an organization or as an individual, you know, we do still need more sponsorships. Folks can simply email me at monk, M-O-N-K, at grcct.com. Just so again, I'll say it again. It's monk, M-O-N-K, at grcct.com. So that if you have sponsorship questions, inquiries, and would just like to get involved, email me as soon as you can, because we'd like to get this all squared away.
And you're in the right place, because I know a lot of our listeners here really value local music and diverse music. Mm-hmm. And really what you're trying to do here is kind of what makes WYCE possible. That support for local music and that love for music in general is only made possible because of people like you and events like the summit that really support musicians in that way.
So we're also taking this summit seriously from a data collection standpoint. So when folks come in, we're going to be surveying everybody, a voluntary survey, if you want to give us some feedback. We'll be doing a survey at the summit. We'll also be sending out a survey 3 months post-summit to really see where the value was at the summit. Like, what did we really give you that you needed, you wanted, you absolutely loved? What did we miss? And then we're also going to give folks an opportunity to write down questions and to present for next year, or even start some new opportunities down the road after the summit's over. Because this is not the first end all be all type thing, right? This is the first annual, so we're going to do this again every year. But we also want to create a pipeline into the topics that are of greatest need after this summit. So folks who are there, and even prior to coming, or even just sending us messages on social media or sending me a personal email with questions, concerns, or ideas are welcomed all the time, because the more data we can collect about what people need, what people know, don't know, what they find valuable, the better this will be for all of us.
I also want to point out some of the other organizations that are organizing and hosting this beyond the GRCCT, but Push the City Cypher, Michigan Music Alliance, and Triumph Music Academy are also organizers and hosts of this event.
Yes. Yeah.
And also, I know that there are folks coming to lead some of these panels from across the state. So when we say local musicians, we don't just mean Grand Rapids musicians, but musicians from Lansing, Detroit, Northern Michigan, correct?
Yeah, correct. This is for the entire state. It's for anyone, really. I mean, if somebody saw this in California, it's like, I got to get to Michigan for this summit. I mean, come, you're welcome. So, but this is for the entire state. It's for all genres. It's for all experience levels. The panelists and presenters have a wide range of knowledge and experience. They're very diverse in their experience and the different genres and experiences they've had. I've said experiences like 4 or 5 times, so keep saying that. So you're absolutely right about that. This is really for anyone in music, independent artists, or someone who just wants to get into the business side, not necessarily as an artist, but just the business side. No matter, you know, what your interest is musically, your style is, your genre. So yes, that's, thank you for pointing that out. And one last thing too. Big shout out to the co-organizing partners of Push the City Cypher. So that's Lady Ace Boogie and Ruben Martinez of Guerrilla Music. So big thank you to them. Huge thank you to James Hughes over at Triumph Music Academy for always supporting the things that I'm involved in, and just a fantastic human being, man. Got nothing but love for James. Also a huge thank out to the Michigan Music Alliance, in particular Nick Tomasma, who's just been a big support along the way. And just, again, he sees the vision. I think he's a great interim director for the MMA, and you know, you got my vote. If I was on the board, I'd be voting for you to stick around as that guy, man, because you're a pretty awesome dude as well. So big, big thank you to all of those organizations and individuals for being a part of this.
Great. Well, thank you, Monk. We are just now out of time, but glad that we had the chance to have you on and talk about this wonderful event that I think is going to help a lot of local artists. So again, if you're interested, don't hesitate. Go to google.com and search Music Summit 2024 Grand Rapids.
Music Econ Summit
Music
2024.
Music Econ Summit, excuse me. 2024, make sure that you get tickets early so that you can be at this event. It's the first one. It'll happen again, but might as well be at the first one.
That's right. And you can always email me at monk, M-O-N-K, at grcct.com for any questions or anything, connections. Just hit me up.
Great. Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on WYCE 88.1 FM.